Toy, but I think the ones that can actually connect by app, there are like phone apps that you can connect to their toys. Personally, I've got a Nora, which is like it's a pretty big ass toy that has a rotating tip and a vibrating. Well, and so this can be connected to their app on your phone, and what this does is that you can use it in a couple different ways. You could use it as a remote, so your phone can actually be the remote for your toy, and of course different toys have like different functions and stuff, so some of them might be, you know, vibrating and rotating. Which is the partner toy to the Nora. So Nora being, you know, inserting, and Max being for insertion, like to be, for you to put your thing into the Max. The Max is like squeezing and vibrating from what I understand. So yeah, it has lots of different functions and stuff that's built into the app. And I've really enjoyed it so far, just genuinely. I've also really liked being able to have the long distance play option. And so what that is that I have a Nora, which connects to my boyfriend's Max. And so when you manipulate either toy, it sends feedback. So for the Nora, what we've discovered is like, thrusting and I guess squeezing on it makes the Max do things, and thrusting into the Max and makes the Nora do things, so you can kind of play with each other, even though we're far apart, which has been fun, you know, amazing given circumstances. Anyway, so the Orgy itself seems to be something kind of interesting. When I first heard about it, I was confused by the description. And so basically what's happening is that they're connecting it to Twitter. And so every time that you tweet out one of two hashtags, it causes all the Levens apps all around the world to vibrate in a particular way. And they have like a little live feed that shows the names of people on Twitter who have posted about it and the hashtag that they used. Oops, there goes the loop. and something about how, like, the number of likes influences how long it vibrates for, which is pretty interesting. And yeah, so, like I said, I actually tried it a little bit this afternoon, but, you know, it's like, the Love Ends, like, Twitter tracker seems to be picking up tweets like really, really fast. I tried tweeting once and it like picked it up almost immediately. And so, of course, a lot of the tweets don't have the time or the traction, the time to gain the traction needed to move for like a long time, you know? Which is kind of disappointing for me because I prefer like a long, like, slow buildup of like vibration and stuff, and you don't really get that in this case. And so basically what happens is it's like sort of short little bursts of vibration. Every once in a while you get like a different pattern. From what I understand, Love Ends has also partnered with certain influencers. Like, honestly, I have no idea who these people are, but they each have their own hashtag, and so when you use those hashtags, supposedly it triggers like a different kind of vibration that's like unique to them, which is pretty cool. And so yeah, when I had joined in, it was about, I guess, halfway through the whole day. And now I suppose it's sort of coming towards the tail end of it. But I thought I would join in anyway and see what it's like. So, personally, do I think this is a great idea? Yeah, absolutely. This is really cool. It's a nice event to join in. I do wish that each of the tweets would be maybe, I don't know, that the tweets would be maybe filtered so that whenever you tweet it out, only the ones that have a certain number of likes will get picked up by the tweet tracker. I don't know if that's possible, because it, for me, it's just a little bit too short. Like, I think it's something like 0.5 of a second or 5 seconds or something, which is eh. So that would just be my only gripe about it, but otherwise I think it's pretty cool. I do wish there would be sort of times throughout the day when it could be a particular person maybe controlling all of the apps. I don't know if that's possible, but it would be cool to think about. But yeah, so that's kind of my experience with it this afternoon, was that the vibration was just a little bit, it was a little disappointing. I was hoping for something a little more, Been a bad girl today. Still a little bit sore from this afternoon. Oh, fuck. The orgy. Let's see what happens. When I tried it earlier today. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, that was a good one. God, it's such a tease, the little pauses in between. To keep from screaming this thing inside me. God, I'm trying to be quiet. Clearly it's not working. Fuck, that feels so good. Oh my god. Okay, calm down. Oh, fuck. That thing pulled two out of me so fast. Fuck. So... is the orgy a good idea? Yes. Join later in the day, and you'll end up with stripping. Self-indulgent.